Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again. The Jazz Treasury delves deeply into the background of jazz, the history of jazz from its earliest beginnings, and honors that indigenous music called jazz in the United States. Today, we learn about the life of Jack Teagarden, and we listen to a little bit of Jack's music as well. Among the many landmarks of the jazz scene is one that seems destined to last forever. It's the trombone artistry of Jack Teagarden, an honest kind of artistry. Teagarden's tromboning is generally credited with having advanced the instrument to the high level of technical achievement it enjoys among today's modern musicians, and at the same time has stated a case for the lyrical quality in jazz for the nearly 40 years he has been playing professionally. Jack Teagarden stands out among the first generation of jazz musicians as a player who invented a new role for the trombone. Blessed with a lazy Texan drawl in his speech and singing, he carried out this unhurried Southern character over into his playing, and from his earliest days in the territory bands, he was the player everyone else looked up to. However, he was also a shy and withdrawn individual who was a poor manager of money and people, taking refuge in the bottle and mechanical toys when his problems loomed too large. Let's get into one of the tracks that we're looking at today. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, and one thing I was really impressed with Jack Teagarden was his vocal abilities. He had a great blues voice and knew how to play the blues. Somehow, he picked that up in Texas. So this track, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, was recorded in 1933 in New York City. Benny Goodman's clarinet leads into this disc by one of his pickup studio bands, assembled not long before he launched his famous big band. Teagarden's trombone becomes evident from halfway through the first chorus, where it stands out from the ensemble, playing as a prelude to his relaxed vocal. Jack manages to project a laid-back mood even at this fairly brisk tempo, and the way his voice glides around the last few phrases is a perfect example of his vocal talent. Jack later adopted this tune as a theme song for his big band. Let's listen to I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, Jack Teagarden, 1933, New York City, on the Jazz Treasury.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my board around. All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love they were to choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. Thank you.
Vernon, Texas, is in the southeast corner of the Texas Panhandle. When Weldon Leo Teagarden was born there in 1905, it was in the throes of changing from a frontier post for cattle drovers to a railhead for the oil and cotton industries. His mother's family ran a small hotel and worked for the railroad, while his father, Charles, was a jobbing engineer fixing and installing cotton milling machinery. Weldon was given a trombone for his 8th birthday. He had already mastered the baritone horn and learned the rudiments of music from his parents. His mother was a competent pianist. Weldon had lessons from her teacher, Paul Goetz, and played in his small brass band for ceremonies and festivals around town. His brothers, trumpeter Charlie and drummer Clois, have played on stand with him, off and on during the decade Jack has been blowing jazz. Jack spent considerable time as a youth listening to the music and the hymn singing at Negro religious meetings. Out of this, he surmised, he drew his earliest feelings for the blues. He joined the Peck Kelly Band in 1921 when he was 16 years old and hasn't been off the scene since. He has played with Paul Whiteman's Big Band, Benny Goodman's Recording Groups, Louis Armstrong's All-Stars, Ben Pollock's Band, countless groups and orchestras, many of them under his own leadership. Let's listen to another track from Jack Teagarden. How about Jack Hits the Road?
Started up to see Bud Freeman, but I lost my way. Oh, I started up to see Bud Freeman, but I lost my way. And I thought for a minute I was on the road for MCA.
Jack Teagarden played trombone and did the vocals, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, David Bauman on piano, Eddie Condon doing the guitar work here, Mort Stillmaker on bass, and David Tuff on the drums. This was recorded a little bit later in 1940 and written by Jack Teagarden. Trumpeter Max Kaminski was due to play on this entire session by Bud Friedman's band, but he was delayed arriving in the studio, so Jack and Bud led into the first blues without him. Friedman later explained that Teagarden had announced himself at the session by saying, "I came to see Bud Friedman. I came a long, long way." This gave the tune its title. It became a Teagarden classic, and he re-recorded it with Bud in the 1950s. Now, by 1920, Teagarden was playing professionally in San Antonio, including with the band of pianist Peck Kelly. In the mid-1920s, he started traveling widely around the United States in a quick succession of different bands. No collection of Teagarden would be complete without one of his latter-day small groups, featuring his sister Norma on piano. This session, for Milt Gabler's Commodore label, very much set the pattern for the years in the 1940s when Jack first tried to stave off bankruptcy and then attempted to recover from it. With the exception of the years with Louis Armstrong's All-Stars, this was the kind of band Jack led consistently for the last two decades of his life.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
See, this is written by Jack Teagarden, recorded in New York City, 1944, Big T Blues. This features Jack Teagarden and his swinging gates, with Max Kaminski on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone and vocal, Ernie Caceres on clarinet, Norma Teagarden on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and George Wetling on the drums. In 1927, he went to New York City, where he worked with several bands, and by 1928 he played with the Ben Pollock Band. Within a year of the commencement of his recording career, he became a regular vocalist, first doing blues material and later doing popular songs. He is often mentioned as one of the best jazz vocalists of the era. His singing style is like his trombone playing, in much the same way that Louis Armstrong sang like he played trumpet. His singing is best remembered for duets with Louis Armstrong and Johnny Mercer. In the late 1920s, he recorded with such notable band leaders as and sidemen as Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, Bix Beiderbecke, Red Nichols, Jimmy McPartland, Mez Mezro, Glenn Miller, and Eddie Condon. Okay, time for another track from Jack Teagarden. Let's listen to Junkman. Junkman, I think that was a drug dealer, if I'm not mistaken. But this was recorded in 1934 in New York City, drawn from one of Jack's most unusual sessions. Now, this disc is dominated by the haunting clarinet of Benny Goodman and the jazz harp playing of Casper Reardon, which invests the whole performance with an ethereal, delicate quality. Charlie Teagarden's muted trumpet solo is one of his best, even though it remains close to the melody, with Jack cleanly substituting for his brother on the central section. Junkman, this is Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, Charlie Teagarden on trumpet, Jack playing trombone, of course, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Frankie Trumbauer on C melody saxophone, Casper Reardon on harp, Terry Shand on piano, Art Miller on bass, and Herb Quigley on the drums. Let's listen to Junkman on the Jazz Treasury. In the early 1930s, Teagarden was based in Chicago for some playing with the band of Wingy Malone. Teagarden sought financial security during the Great Depression and signed an exclusive contract to play for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra from 1933 through 1938. The contract with Whiteman's band provided him with financial security, but prevented him from playing an active part in the musical advances of the mid-30s swing era. Teagarden then started leading his own big band. Glenn Miller wrote the song "I Swung the Election" for him and his band in 1939. In spite of Teagarden's best efforts, the band was not a commercial success, and he was brought to the brink of bankruptcy. All right, let's listen to our final track from Jack Teagarden, 100 Years from Today, and it features Jack Teagarden and his orchestra once again with Frank Garnty and Sterling Bose on trumpet, Jack Teagarden, of course, on trombone, Chester Hazlitt and Jimmy Dorsey doing clarinet and alto, Mutt Hayes on clarinet and tenor, Walt Edelstein on violin, Joe Mercesco on piano, Perry Botkin on guitar, and Artie Bernstein on bass. And don't forget, Larry Gomer on drums. This is recorded in November of 1933 in New York City. Accompanied by one of his own studio pickup bands, this is Jack's first cut of a song that became uniquely identified with him. In the sextets of his last years, it was one of his most requested and most recorded tunes. But this remains the definitive version, with its beautiful vocal and mellow violin solo leading to Jack's own melancholy trombone solo. Let's listen to 100 Years from Today on the Jazz Treasury.
Life is such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love a thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see a chime 100 years from today. Oh, 100 years from today.
In 1946, Teagarden joined Louis Armstrong's All-Stars. As a jazz artist, he won the 1944 Esquire magazine Gold Award, was highly rated in metronome polls of 1937 through 42 and 45, and was selected for the Playboy magazine All-Star Band 1957 to 1960. T. Teagarden was the featured performer at the Newport Jazz Festival of 1957. Jack Teagarden passed away on January 15, 1964. In 1969, Jack Teagarden was inducted into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame in 1985. Other honors have included induction to the ASCAP Jazz Wall of Fame in 2005 and inclusion in the Houston Institute for Cultural Texas Music Hall of Fame. That's it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you so much for keeping the flame of jazz alive. Please go to our Facebook page, the Jazz Treasury Podcast. Give us a like, give us a share, tell your friends and family. And our subscription level continues to grow. Thank you so much for the listeners around the world. The next artist featured on the Jazz Treasury is Dizzy Gillespie. The early years, a son of the swing era, Dizzy burst onto the jazz scene of the 1940s as a brilliantly imaginative trumpeter. A son of the swing era who grew into one of the leading angry young men of bebop. A technically prodigious player, he also composed some of modern jazz's key themes. So next time on the Jazz Treasury, Dizzy Gillespie. Until then, enjoy the jazz.